Vasudevaya.
Weapons.
పార్షదం కన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ కంపేనియన్ బై సక్రిఫైస్ సంకీర్తన ప్రాయ కన్సిస్టింగ్ చీఫ్లీ ఆఫ్ కంగ్రిగేషనల్ చాంటింగ్ జజంతి తే వర్షిప్ హీ సర్టెన్లీ సుమేధస ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఇన్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్స్ పర్ఫార్మ్ కంగ్రిగేషనల్ చాంటింగ్ టు వర్షిప్ ది ఇంటర్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ కన్స్టాంట్లీ sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 3 verse 52. His divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given the following commentary on this verse. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. The golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Gargamuni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Paramayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound, simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya. One at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sango Panga Prabhasadam. Further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments and sandal and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac, but in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Deva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra or weapon to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar and Sila. Srila Deva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varanam Visha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya had appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower." The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dana Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Deva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows: Suvarna Varano Hemango Varangas Chandanam Gadi. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complex. His limbs are beautiful and his body smeared with the palm of sandalwood seems like molten gold. He has also quoted Sanyasa Pichamaha Santo Nishtha Santi Parayanaha. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion. For he silences impersonalist non-devotees.
Jai Gauranga. This sloka speaks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the occasion of appearing Raj Gauranga. So I choose this verse to speak. I am not habituated to speak English, but your association will bless me to speak some. Many million years ago, there was a seminar in Janakpur, India, in that seminar that was held by so many rishis, was attended by nine Dhameswar, the sons of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev begot 100 sons. And the eldest of them was Rajarshi Bharat. And nine sons became Paramhans. They accepted renunciation orders. Very famous, very celebrated personality. They traveled all over the world, universe, without interruption. Abhya test gataya sudasiddha sadhya gandhar narakindar nagloka. They can travel throughout universe, anywhere, in any planet. So they, on their own accord, they reached it in that seminar here in Janakpur. The nine sons of Rishabhdev were great Vaishnav, great sages. Navabhavan Mahabhaga Munaya Hyat Sanchana. They were very fortunate and they become sages. Artha Sanchida. Artha Sanchida means they always explain the absolute truth. Sabara Vata Rasana Atma Vidya Visarada. They were Samara. They always individuate in Krishna consciousness. They endeavor hard labors to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. and they are expert in bhakti yoga. They were master of bhakti yoga. Yogeshwara. That is why they are called Yogeshwara or Yogindra. Now Yogeshwara. So once they approached there in Janakpur, Taikata Nime Satra Upjagmur Jadrikshaya. Jadrikshaya. By their own wish, they approached to the Satra seminar of Nimi Maharaj. And Nimi Maharaj respected them, all the members of Jagya received money, and the king Nimi, they stood up to respect, to welcome Nandameswara. He respected them, and when they took their seat, he stood in front of them and asked some questions. Maharaj Nimi was thinking the welfare of all living entities in every ages. There are four ages: Satyayuga, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. He was thinking how to benefit everyone, spiritual benefit. So he asked some questions before them. This verse is a part of that conversation. Nimi Maharaj first appreciated their arrival and glorified them. Manne Bhagavata Sakshat Parsadano Madhudisa, I accept you are Parsad associates of Lord Madhusudan. And to purify all living entities in this material world, you travel from one place to another. You have no personal interests. Your only interest is to purify conditioned souls. Durlabho manuso deho dehinam chanabhandura tatrapi durlabham manne vaikuntha priyadarsana. This human body is very rarely achieved. When it is achieved, most rare is to get association of pure devotees. By the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, you arrived here, I get your association, darshan, So I want to inquire, I want to know something from you, because you have no time to stay longer. He is glorifying this human body, durlabho manuso deho. Manuso deho, dehinam, dehinam means the soul, living entity who accepts so many bodies, material bodies. But among those bodies, this human body is very rare, and chana bhangura means it is prone to be destroyed. Every time, every minute, it is deteriorates. Chana bhangura. This body is full of so many diseases, and surely it will finish any moment. Chanabhangura. So please explain me. Ato atyantikam chemam krishamo bhavato nagha. He anagha. Oh, you are completely devoid of all sins, very pure. So I ask, what is the supreme goal in human life? And how to achieve it? Maharaj Nimai first asked that, what is Bhagavad Dharma? What is devotional service? How to conduct it? How to perform bhakti? And this question was answered by one Jagaswar named Bibhu. No, Kavi. Kavi. And second question was, what is the symptom of devotee? And that question was answered by Jagaswar Hari. They were nine. Kabir Hari Gantariksha Prabuddha Pipalayana Adir Hutra Tadmila Tumila Chamsa Karbhajana. In this way, King Nimi asked nine questions, and each question was answered by one Jagaswar in different terms. At last, Maharaj Nimi asked, very significant question, kasmin kale sa bhagavan kimvarna kidrisho nirvi namna vakena binina pujyate tati hochyata. It is definite, it is certain that Lord Kesav is worshipped in every age. There is no doubt. But I ask, in what ages the Lord is worshipped, in what forms? in every age, in every yuga, Krishna is worshipped in different form and different name and color. Kim Bala Kidriso Nirvi. There are four yugas: Krita Yuga, Satya Yuga, and Treta, Dwapar and Kali. So what is the color of the forms of Krishna in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga? This question is connected with the Yugavatar. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu So this question is very beneficial for us. We are born in Kali Yuga, so we must understand who is our worshipable deity, who is our God to be worshipped by us, and what is the process. So this question was answered by Muni Karbhajan. He said, Kritam Treta Dwaparam Cha Kalish Chetti Esu Kesava. There are four yugas: Satyajug, Tretajug, Dwaparjug and Kalijug. And Esu, in these ages, Kesava is worshipped. Where Kesava, who is the controller of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he is called Kesava. Ka means Brahma and Is means Lord Shiva. And Va means, Va means one who controls. The Lord Krishna controls Brahma and Shiva, and they control all the demigods, and demigods control the human society and everyone else. So in this way, Lord Kesava is the supreme controller. So he is worshipped in all ages, but in every age he is worshipped with different names, different process, different complexion and form. Everything different. Karbhajan Muni said, Krite Suklas Chaturbhaga. In Satya Yuga, the Lord manifests His form four-handed, and He teaches Yuga Dharma in meditation as a Brahmachari. He takes incarnation, takes incarnation as a Brahmachari and teaches how to concentrate one's mind on Krishna, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Treta Yuga, His color is red, then I am Rakta Bhavan also. This Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in Treta to propagate Yudharma in a red complexion, Rakta Bhavan. And in Dwapar Yuga, he is Syam Varna. Dwapare Bhagavan Syama. After the description of Dwapar, Karbhajan Muni said, Iti Dwapar Urvisa Stvanti Jagadishwara. He Urvis, he come to he Swami of this Vamanda, Urvi. He King, in Dwapar, they worship humans. Human beings worship Krishna in this way. Stuvanti Jagadishwara. Nana Tantra Vidhanya. According to Shastra, they worship Krishna in the temples like Maharaj. With so many paraphernalia, as a great king accepts in this way, in Dwapar Yuga, they worship Krishna very opulent puja. Kalavati Jathasyam. You listen, please. Listen from me. In Kali Yuga, how they worship Krishna. Karbhajan Muni especially said to Maharaj Nimi, Shrinu. Shrinu means listen. Carefully listen. Now I am going to speak about the Yugavatar of Kali. So you listen. Maharaj Nimi was not in Kali Yuga. He was in Treta Yuga. Nimi Maharaj, he was the father-in-law of Lord Sriram. Father of Mother Sita. So he was in Treta, but he also wants to benefit Kali-yuga people. So Karbhajan Muni said, Maharaj, you hear carefully how in Kali Yuga people worship Krishna. Shrinu. Kalavati Jatha Shrinu. Here is great stress on this description. Shrinu, Maharaj Janak, Nimi Maharaj, was hearing already. For hearing Krishna Katha, he arranged that seminar. But still, Karbhajan Muni said, hear carefully. So, this is a great instruction for us. you are hearing here, but I repeat the same message to you to hear. Hear carefully, attentively. Krishna Balam Tisa Krishna. He spoke, but Bhajan Muni is speaking. Krishna Balam, in Kali Yuga, Krishna will appear. Krishna Balam, always he will describe Krishna, he will chant Krishna's name, but in complexion he is not Krishna. Krishna Balam Tisa Akrishna. He is not Krishna. He is gold. He is not black. His complexion is not blackish. Everyone knows that God is Krishna. Sian. But in Kali Yuga, Krishna will appear, but not in blackish form. Tweet. Tweet means Kanti. His Kanti in Kali Yuga will be Akrishna. Akrishna means gold, golden. This verse directly describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami has said, Krishna Varnam, Varnam means Varnam, Varnam, description. One who describes always Krishna, it's Krishna Varnam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always chanted Krishna. Anyone who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, automatically he also started chanting. Wherever he went, everywhere people were chanting. Krishna, Krishna. They had animals in Jharkhand, elephants, deers, even plants, trees, they were chanting and hearing Krishna name. They were revved in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya was personified Krishna consciousness. He got Krishna Varna. He always described Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's glory. Krishna Varna, Tisa Akrishna. He is Krishna but not in his own color, his Akrishna. And always with his Anga Upand, Anga means body, it is said in Chaitanya Chaitanya, Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. First expansion of Lord Krishna is Sri Balaram. And Sri Balaram in Gaur Lila is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The Sa Anga, Anga means Nityananda Prabhu. And Upanga means Advaita Charya. Anga, Upanga. Upanga means the second secondary expansion, every person. Nityananda Prabhu Anga
and Bhagavatachana Upananda. An astra. He appeared with astra, with weapon. Weapon. What is weapon? Astra is holy name and Srimad Bhagavata. These were astra of Lord Gauranga. Astra and Parsad. Parsad, Srivas Pandit, and Gadadhar, and etc. They were Parsad. So he appears in the Kali Yuga. With his Amra and Upananda, Astra and Parsa. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he appeared with Harinam. At that time there was eclipse. And anyone who went to take bath in Ganga, he was chanting Hare Krishna. And even Muslims, they were chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, they were chanting but criticizing Hindus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. They were imitating Hindus and they were chanting. So the whole world was chanting. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with holy name. Holy name. Everywhere Hare Krishna was. In this way he appeared. And as long as he was on the surface of this globe, he always chanted and inspires. Even by only seeing him, everyone was chanting. He personally instructed everyone chanting. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Jagannath Puri, he fainted in the temple in front of Jagannath. At that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya came. And he saw Lord Chaitanya and he thought he is Mahabhagavata. He is Mahabhagavata. But he could not understand that he is Swam Bhagavan. He was a householder and Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. But for a matter of etiquette, he offered his obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Mati Rastu. Let your mind be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarvam Bhattacharya was surprised. He is sannyasi and it looks that he is Mayavadi sannyasi. It means he was sannyasi in the line of Shankaracharya, but he is not uttering Narayana or Om Brahmasmi, but he is saying Krishna Mati Rastu. So he asked his relative Gopinath Acharya, Who is this boy? So he was chanting, he said, only by seeing this boy, sannyasi boy, my tongue is vibrating, Krishna, Krishna. What is this? I do not understand myself why I am chanting. I am a big scholar in Sankara philosophy, Mahabharata philosophy, but I am chanting what has happened to me. Mujhko kya hua? Gopinath Acharya said, Krishna has favored you. He has kripa, and this boy is Krishna himself. He is acting as a sannyasi, but he is Krishna. But Sarvam Bhattacharya did not accept. To accept anybody as Krishna is not easy thing. So he did not accept. Said, no, I accept he is a Mahabhagavat. He is devotee of Krishna. But I don't accept he is Krishna himself. So Gopinath Acharya said, due to excessive the study of monies, Nirvishesha, your intelligence has been polluted. You are not devotee, so you cannot understand that he is Krishna himself. There was a big argument between them, with Sarvam Bhattacharya. Of Gopinath Acharya. So he was reluctant to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God, but he accepted. He was attracted to humble behavior of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, this boy, his name is Krishna Chaitanya, he is very humble and very humble. So any time he can be tempted, can be lured by material things. So let me teach him Vedanta. I will teach Vedanta and then he will be steadfast in sannyas. So he wanted to teach him. He said, you are my relative. I know Nilambar Chakravarti. In this way he connected his relation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wanted to teach Vedanta. Lord Chaitanya accepted. Please teach me. 7 days he taught him Vedanta. Every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened, but he did not speak any single word. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not speak anything. He was listening only. And after seventh day, eighth day, Sarvam Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I am speaking from 7 days and you do not respond, whether you understand or not understand." Of course, this is very hard course. To understand Vedanta, it is very hard. I want to know that you understand or not understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sir, I understand the text you utter. When you speak text, I understand. But when you begin to explain, I don't understand your explanation." Your explanation hides the real meaning of Brahma Sutra. Just like clouds hide sunlight. Sarvam Bhattacharya was surprised. His understanding text and not explanation. So he asked, "Please speak, what do you understand?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started explanation of Brahma Sutra, and Sarvam Bhattacharya realized that he is a superhuman being. At last he accepted him, that he was Krishna himself. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him 6 arms. He showed himself as Lord Ram, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Sadhguru Murti. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached Krishna consciousness, and big scholars accepted. It is very hard for common man to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is covered avatar, channa avatar. But by the help of this description, we can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Jai Gauram. Jai Gauram. Shri Prabhupada ki. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki.